Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb with the National Hurricane Center, talking to you live from Miami to talk about the 2 p.m. update from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Matthew. It is a major hurricane, maximum sustained winds 115 miles per hour, moving north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. The key message I want to get across here, just because the maximum sustained winds have come down a little bit, and just because we're forecasting it to weaken gradually over the next couple days, and maybe not be a major hurricane based on the wind scale anymore, doesn't mean we couldn't have major impacts. We're already seeing impacts this afternoon in northeastern Florida. Storm surges have been seen. We're looking at the videos in St. Augustine, Jacksonville Beach. Strong winds have been reported, and some damage from wind along on the coast in Daytona Beach and points north of there, Flagler Beach. We're even seeing wind gusts in areas as far inland as Gainesville, Florida, of gusts to tropical storm force. This is just a taste of what could happen farther to the north. Rain's already spreading far inland into southeastern Georgia. Winds of tropical storm force will be getting into the Georgia coastal areas from south to north as the evening goes on. And then in South Carolina, conditions will go downhill tonight. The forecast path of Hurricane Matthew has a shape that's very much similar to the shape of the coastline between Georgia and the Carolinas, and we're forecasting it to get perhaps even closer to the coastline eventually than it is right now. But even if the center of circulation doesn't come on shore, you can still get hurricane force winds in these hurricane warning areas that extend all the way into southern North Carolina. And you can get the storm surges. We have a prototype storm surge watch warning graphic that shows that the storm surges could occur, the life-threatening storm surge could occur in many of the same areas that are under hurricane warning. And also there's the potential for heavy rainfall over the next few days, increasing concern about a heavy rain and inland flooding event in North Carolina over the next few days. So there are multiple hazards to contend with, and we want to urge everyone who is hearing this, who knows that their emergency manager is telling them to evacuate and that there's still time to do so safely, you need to heed those evacuation orders promptly. Especially in South Carolina, there's still time to do so in many areas, but you've got to act so you can save yourself from the most deadly hurricane hazard of all, storm surge. Number two hazard behind that is the inland flooding caused by heavy rainfall. The best way you can keep yourself safe from that hazard is to stay indoors, stay off the roads. People get into cars, get into accidents, drive into water-covered roadways, and folks often perish that way. So it's not just about the category. It's not just about the wind. It's not just about the exact path of the center. It's about the hazards, primarily the water, that we're concerned about. So stay safe over the next few days in Georgia and the Carolinas. Do what your local officials tell you to do. We will continue to update you here from the National Hurricane Center. Full advisory coming up again at 5 p.m. Live from Miami, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.